out as I was putting together the candlelight service. Our annual candlelight service is a family time. We sing Christmas carols together. And my wife and I were talking about it, and the conversation was like, you know, why don't we ask the Lack family? Why don't we invite their family to sing with our families and for them to lead us in song? So welcome, Lack family, this year. I'm really blessed. And as you can see, we have little first graders here who are going to read from Luke chapter 2 tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and welcome you guys. We're going to pray. But first, before I forget, on your way out, we have apple cider cookies from Cover's Apple Ranch. They're already in sleeves. They're meant to be a grab-and-go, so make sure. We have 450 of them, so there's plenty for everyone. Be sure to grab some. We don't want any left behind. So anyway, it's to sweeten the deal for the candlelight service. So let's all bow our heads and pray, and we'll start tonight. Lord Jesus, thank you for the birth of Christ, the fact that you sent your love through the embodiment of the incarnation. Lord, may you be glorified tonight. We love you and we praise you, for this is what Christmas is all about. Bless this night, in Jesus' name, amen.
Crown him again, King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Incense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the sky. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us through thy perfect light. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered. Everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Noel, the angel did say, was
the same country, shepherds living on fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were greatly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for that I bring you good news of great joy for all, which will be for all people."
For unto us this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
The baby you raised, but little has no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus. Look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus. I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.
Let's go ahead and have the lights. What's very special about the candlelight service is we have an opportunity to pause and ponder what Christmas is all about. And out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, the scripture says. And we just want to take a moment to, I want to have all the lights shut off so that we can have just a sense of darkness as much as we can. Imagine the shepherds being in that field and hearing for the first time in their lives, these are outcasts, these are dirty shepherds who don't have the inner circle of religiosity. And the angels chose to declare the good news of the birth of Christ to these shepherds out in a field in Bethlehem. And what did they do? They went to see if it was true. And I can only imagine that dark night as they traveled from where they were to find the babe wrapped in a manger in swaddling clothes, according to the good news of what the angels declared. What did they see? What did they feel? What was going through their minds and their hearts? Perhaps tonight's an opportunity for us to pause and ponder, because it says that Mary pondered all of these things in her heart when she heard of what the shepherds declared. And the shepherds were so excited, they went and they declared what they had seen and heard and became the first eyewitnesses of the birth of Christ to declare this good news. The scripture says that Jesus is the word of life, and he was incarnated and came down to this earth, and light came into this world, and darkness did not comprehend it. Darkness cannot stay with the light. And so on this night, on this very sweet and short service, I'd like to highlight the fact that light has conquered darkness. Darkness will never overtake light. And Jesus is the light of the world. He says, I am the light of the world. If you walk in him, you walk in the light. And he also says, you are the light of the world. To give glory to the Father in heaven, that they may see your good deeds and give glory to Jesus in heaven. The bottom line is this: Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And he gives us his life so we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ to a dark world. And so as we pass the gospel of Jesus Christ to one another, let us remember that Christmas is all about the birth of Christ, who would grow up one day, would die on a cross, and would rise again so that he could redeem mankind. out of a dark and suffering world that was at odds with him. And so as we close in this last song, I want to encourage you guys just to pause and ponder, and maybe we can allow the Lack family to lead us a little further and deeper, but take a moment as we worship on this last song in childlike faith.
If you guys can see how beautiful this looks right now, you should all come to my house and stand in my front yard and just, it'll make my Christmas so much better.
Except for Ramstein, it smells like burnt hair.
You poor little thing. Quick thinking. She got it. She was on it.
Scared me. Okay. Well, this one's called Little Drummer Boy, but we sometimes call it Little Drummer Girl for Sarah. Come, they told me, per up a bum bum. A newborn king to see, per up a bum bum. Our finest gifts we bring, power up a bum bum. To lay before the king, per up a bum bum, rump a bum bum, rump a bum bum. So to honor him, per up a bum bum. When we come, Sarah.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Do not light your hair on fire. That's that is thank God for spontaneous moms. Hey, God bless you guys. Grab some apple cider cookies on your way out, and Merry Christmas from all of us, from our family to yours, and thanks again to the Lack family
for
celebrating
us.
With us.
Thank you. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
You can give your candles on the way out to the usher or the baskets on your way out.